Section C, News Broadcast. In this section, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully, and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on answer sheet 2. Question 6 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the news.
The State Department recognizes about 100 sponsoring organizations for its Secondary School Student Exchange Visitor Program. These organizations are responsible for supervising the students and placing them with host families. Safety activists say parents should be careful in choosing a sponsoring organization. Students should never leave their home country without knowing who their host family will be. Something else to know is how the organization investigates families that want to host exchange students. Students in the exchange program must be 15 to 18 years old. They must have no more than 11 years of education, 12 if the student went to kindergarten, and a good record in school. They must also speak English well. And they must agree to accept the rules of the exchange program and their host family. Questions 7 and 8 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
In America, May and June are the traditional months for graduations. The most recent student survey showed that just 1/5 of those who looked for jobs before graduation have one by now. Engineering and accounting graduates were more likely to have started their job search already and to have accepted a job. These are among the best-paid professions for people with just a college degree. On average, engineering majors expect to start at about $62,000 a year. Accounting majors expect about $45,000. So how can students increase their chances for a job? The most effective tool is a school's career counseling center. Counselors can help students with job applications and preparing for interviews. They also let students know about job openings and events like job recruitment fairs. They can also help first-year students decide what to study. Another way to look for a job is to do an internship. This is when a student gets experience in a position that may or may not be paid. The latest survey found that 73% of graduates who did get jobs had completed an internship. Questions 9 and 10 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
A new report says the number of foreign students in the United States reached a record high in 2008. More than 670,000 international students attended an American college or university last year. That was 8% higher than the year before. In all, 7 of the 10 top countries sent more students last year, just as the economic downturn was worsening. For the 8th year, India remained the leader in sending students to the United States. More than 100,000 students from India attended American schools last year. That was 9% more than the year before. China again sent the second largest number, more than 98,000, an increase of 21%. The number of South Korean students increased 9% to 75,000. Canada was the fourth, which was the only non-Asian country in the top five. Japan fell to fifth place. Business management was again the most popular area of study for international students. The next most popular subjects are engineering, math, and computer science.
This is the end of listening comprehension. Please proceed to the next part.